Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is the John C. Abercrombie Jr. Hour, where we talk about power, we talk about policy, we talk about politics. And tonight, the power we're talking about is the powerless church. The powerless church. And, you know, when we take a look, I want us to take a look at it from that perspective. Why are we calling it the powerless church? A weak church. Why? Why are we doing that? What are the indicators that it is powerless? And that's what we're going to examine tonight, briefly, have a discussion. I did not advertise the title. It may be part two. This was placed in my spirit today when I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues. And it took me back to my childhood. And what we were saying, we will get into it after a moment of silence. One of my buddies, one of the founder members of Global Coalition Training Institute, which Crown Talk and Drum Internet Radio is a subsidiary of it. He transitioned out here the other week. And last Wednesday, we had a celebration of life, and whereby we reached out to the Creator to give him the thanks and praise for placing Brother John C. Abercrombie Jr. in our lives. He had been in my life since 1962 when we met in college. And we went through various transitions, various stages in this journey, this spiritual journey that we were placed on. And it was rewarding in being able to reflect on what he meant for me and what he meant for you who are listening to this internet radio station, because he was a board member of Global Coalition when we were searching for a platform. This is not the perfect platform, but it is a platform that met the qualifications that was placed in my spirit at that time when we started 8 years ago. Most of the platforms out there were not interactive platforms, and we just talked at people. And I did not want that. I wanted people to have the opportunity to interact, to have an opportunity to state their views, not just because we all have a relationship with the same Creator, and it is the God of the Creator of your understanding that you are able to share what that Creator has done for you, what the Creator has done for you, because only one, and what paths that you took to get there. But Brother Abercrombie, he lived a full life, as we all have. And when I say we all have, in the generation that he and I came out of, excuse me. I'm going to put a plug in for a chiropractor. I didn't have this problem last year. and I was going to the chiropractor on a regular basis. And the reason that I didn't have the problem, according to them, was that the alignment, something is putting pressure on something that sends signals regarding the allergy, the how to react to those things that's causing allergies, causing you cough and sneeze and runny nose and runny eyes and all that. But that's not near here or there or not right now. Brother Abercrombie, he had this program on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. He will be missed. And he had a program that was Faith on the Road to Success. And that program, he made it clear that by faith, you can accomplish or do anything that you set your mind to, or set yourself to. And he did not just limit it to African Americans. What he said, if anybody applied to their daily living, to their thought processes, they could achieve the same results. And he had another program that came on Sundays where he talked about Black history. Did you know? And he began to share with you those things that African Americans have what we have, the contribution that we have made to the greater society, and that has been swept under the rug, and now that is trying to, they want to erase them, and they want to marginalize them, and they want to demonize them as well. But the Creator, and one of my early programs was, it was the God of your understanding, that God, that Creator, that Elohim, He is going to bring justice and victory on our behalf, on behalf of a people that are being oppressed. But that was Brother Abercrombie, and he left his mark on the earth. He was active in his church. He became the head deacon, and so we have to pause for a moment. Almighty Elohim, we give you thanks and praise. Not just it was brought to my memory that Diane Finch, she passed on as well since we've been doing this. She was a blogger. And Brother Abercrombie is the second blogger that has transitioned out of here. And we just thank you for the time that they had with us. And we trust and pray that the message that they gave was an enlightening one and challenged people. In the name of your beloved Son, Yahshua, amen. Now, tonight, the powerless church. And you know, why do we call it, or why do I call it, the powerless church? What are some of the indicators that let you know that the church is powerless, or lost its power, if it ever had it? First one for me is the day we worship. And that's the day That's not the day that the Creator designated that the seventh day was a day of rest. The day we worship is the day that Constantine, he said that the day of rest would not be the Sabbath, or it would be Sunday. That was after he had made all the pagans and all the people under his guidance, made all of them Christians. And then later on, a pope came up and said, we're going to worship on Sunday. And that's how we got over to from the day that the Creator designated to the day that man designated. And that was the beginning of the end of the power of the church. Now let's why do we call it the church? It was not called that originally. The way people who were following Yahshua, the Messiah, and they call it the body of the Messiah. But now, when we look at the church, we see a building. We see a building. I know the building that we were in, when we gave thanks to the Creator for the life of John C. Abercrombie Jr., it was a big building. And they had Family Life Center. They had all of this stuff there. And it is like, where's the body of Christ? Where are the people in the community? Where are the outreach? Where's the ministry beyond the walls? To me, that's where the church should be. It shouldn't be a building. But that's the other way. Because people, where are you going to church? They're really saying, what building are you going to? Not what body of Christ. Where are you going to worship? A worship center is better than church. The images that and symbols that come to one's mind now when you say the church, what do you think of? What do you think of if somebody said they're going to church? They're going to a building. We have made the building, we have elevated that structure and elevated it to a point where we're almost worshiping the building. All we talk about, what a nice building. Now, I'm a retired United Methodist pastor. And I must admit, I didn't do enough. And the ones that went before me didn't do enough. Because I inherited them. To try to get them to see that we are the body of Christ. We are the church. If you want to look at it, we are the church, not the building. Powerless. We've given up our birthright. to the world. Because what are we doing? We're building this multi-million-dollar structure. We're putting all this stuff in it, flashy stuff. But we're not taking care of the people. How many people know that they shouldn't be sick? How many people know what the Savior said, that Savior said? Well, gotta die from something. Well, no. It's not what he said. He didn't say you had to die from something. He said he came and you may have life and have more abundantly. And he, what else he said? He said, by his stripes, you are healed. Not that you will be healed. You can be healed, but you are healed. Sound like he's dealing with past tense here. But what do we do? Well, like I said, gotta die from something. Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get this disease. And then people talk about disease like they own the disease. And disease, if you separate it, is dis-ease, dis-ease. That's no peace. That's not shalom peace in it. And we've gone on down. So where do we go? We turn to the world for our solutions. We turn to the world for example, when I was growing up, I didn't see it's alleged that one of the persons that we concluded were one of the spiritual leaders of the congregation, he would leave worship and go to the root doctor. Why would you leave the source of power to go to the root doctor? Whenever you sung songs about how great your God is, you heard a message talking about how great he is. But you didn't feel the power, evidently. You went to that man or woman who we call them root doctors back then. You felt that they could give you some herbs or give you a concoction, and that would perform the miracles. Now, I'm not sitting here being judgmental, even though Paul said that we could judge those in the building, and the Creator would judge those outside. Let's just make a couple of assumptions here. Okay. One indicator was that the date was changed. Another indicator was that we look for the building to be the church when we are the church. We are the body of Christ. In terms of a powerless church, powerless body of Christ. So whose body is it? Well, let's move on. So this root doctor, and some people call them witch doctors, some people call it witchcraft, they didn't think that that there was anything wrong with it because they evidently heard that somebody got some results. why they were not getting the results from the church. Powerless. When you read the scripture, read the word, the power is there in the name of Yeshua. People call him Jesus because of the translation from Greek to English. And in the Greek, of course, when you look at the Hebrew, there is no J in Hebrew. Why? I mean, the letter Y. And you drop the J, and you have Yeshua. Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A. And now, other reason that there's no power, little no power in the church or the body of Christ, who do we worship? We worship all kinds of statues, all kinds of items, whenever we should be worshiping the one that created us. And he's the one and only one that deserve to be worshipped. It's that discussion today sort of took me back. And I just wanted to share that with you. Maybe some of you are at similar places. Maybe that's why the Holy Spirit had me to share with you the powerless church. Powerless church. And that's why you and we can come up with, and we're going to do that next week, Christian nationalists, or Christian nationalists. We're going to talk about it. Again, power, policy, politics. And we're going to dwell in the politics in the church, or the church and politics. And hopefully that discussion will bring some enlightenment to why the church is powerless. Normally, our format is 30 minutes laying out the basis for the discussion. And then we go into questions and answers and discussions. But that can only take place if people call in. And that people can call in if they're not aware. And I will make sure that I advertise the title for next week. And anybody who wants to send an email in can send an email to WLLARMSTRONG, the number 3, @gmail.com. And we do have a website, globalcoalitionministries.com. And you get to see what ministries, all the ministries are there. And those of you who are listening via computer, we have programs on every day. Apostle Miller comes on at noon on Mondays. She'll be on again tomorrow at 6. Evangelist Cunningham will be on at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And Brother Hershaw will be on at 8 o'clock, Dwayne, on the Sabbath. And I will be back on with my ministry on the Sabbath at 7. And there will be another program come on Sunday at 7. Is it 7? Yeah, I think it's 7. Words have meaning. It's not what you say. It's what the people hear and feel. I invite you to check out some of the other programs that are on. And you will get an opportunity to evaluate them probably next month. And we need your feedback so that we know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. So we know whether the content is good results or whether content is turning people off. Thank you for listening via the computer. And I trust that next week we'll have people listening via telephone. And so be it, so done. We will have a discussion. It's not about me. It's not about what I think or what I feel. Tonight, I was just sharing you my experience out of the discussion that I was having today with a colleague. Oh, and 6:30 on Friday, the three apostles, you have Apostle Miller. We call her the Already, because she says that the Creator placed everything here that we ever would need. And if you go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it sort of spells that out. And Apostle McIntyre, she has a healing ministry, which is not the way the traditional healing ministries are. Her healing ministry is based on the word. And we call her the Apostle of Love, because she talks about the love of the Creator and what he did for us because of his love. And we have a lot of discussions. So same time. Same station, different day, different time. I hope to hear from you. And for all of you who are around the earth, you can always, again, email. And you go on that website, you can leave an email as well. Shalom, shalom.
Brother.